All right, it's time to check in with Bobby Gales and today's special guest. Bobby, you got it.
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy. My special guest this morning is Alicia McLeish. She's with Heal Collaborative Organization. They are hosting a workshop on lupus, which is 2 to 3 times more prevalent among women of color. Alicia, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So I want to jump right into this. Brief description for those who might not be familiar about the Heal Collaborative Organization.
Yes. Heal Collaborative Organization is a not-for-profit, community-based organization that focuses on educating, informing, advocating, and engaging underserved minority populations on health disparities.
Okay. Now, you're hosting a workshop on lupus. Why don't you give us some details about that?
Yes, it's going to be on November the 19th at 4 p.m. It is virtual. We will be hosting a program on African Americans living with lupus, and we will have a panel. The panel will consist of local legislators, patient advocates, and subject matter experts. We will be discussing what is lupus, how is lupus diagnosed, and disparities in diagnosis among African Americans, and why it's important for African Americans to participate in clinical trials.
So, for those who would like more information about the workshops coming up and, of course, about Heal Collaborative, where can they go?
Yes, for the workshop, they can go to Eventbrite, and it's African Americans Living with Lupus. And for our organization, Heal, it is www.healcollaborative.org.
Fantastic. Alicia, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. My special guest there, Alicia McLeish with Heal Collaborative. Now, if you would like more information about this workshop coming up on the 19th, you can also go to our website over at WHUR.com. Okay, let's take a look at traffic. Angela?